Watch, Hunter Biden schmoozes with Joe Biden, potential clients, have a card? By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2023. A circumstantial but devastating video from 2015 in South Carolina re-emerged Friday that shows Hunter Biden schmoozing with Joe Biden and potential clients. The video, which recently aired on Newsmax's Greg Kelly reports, shows Hunter Biden standing to the side while then-Senator Joe Biden greeted and spoke with attendees at an event where the senator spoke. Hunter Biden steps into the conversation to greet the couple he apparently spoke with about a business opportunity with his lobbying firm, the video shows. "Maybe we can work something out," Joe Biden said to the couple with a smile. "Yeah, that is what we will do," the woman in the video replied. The man standing next to the woman said, "Hunter was just me about his law firm in Washington, his law firm." "Yeah," Joe Biden said. Looking at Hunter Biden, the man asked if he had a business card. "Do you have a business card by any chance?" the man asked. "I don't, but I'll give you my," Hunter Biden replied before being cut off. "Well, let me give you mine," the man said. "Yeah, then I'll give you my," inaudible, "I gave them all away," Hunter Biden said, turning to his father. The woman chimed in and changed the subject, "Well, that was a wonderful speech." While the woman engaged with Joe Biden, the man and Hunter Biden stepped off to the side to have a separate conversation. Newsmax's Greg Kelly said the incident is an example of how Joe and Hunter Biden, who held and still holds a law license, worked social events for the purpose of private business. "You see it right there. That's how it worked," Kelly explained. "Circumstantial but devastating." The House Oversight Committee mocked the video as an example of Joe Biden discussing the weather, a phrase Democrats used to defend Joe Biden against allegations of wrongdoing. In 2005, Hunter Biden was the founding partner of a lobbying firm, Oldacre, Biden, and Blair. The firm's total income during that year was nearly $700,000, according to Open Secrets. In the next 2 years, its revenue doubled. The firm boasted an impressive list of clients: AT&T Incorporated, Equifax Incorporated, AKAgen, and Cooney and Conway. After Joe Biden became vice president, Hunter Biden left the firm and opened new ventures, such as the infamous Rosemont Seneca Partners, an entity associated with Devin Archer, Eric Schwerin, CCP-like entities, and Chae Feng, who Hunter Biden identified as the super chairman. Hunter Biden also launched a joint venture, BHR Partners, and became a board member of Burisma Holdings for $83,000 a month. "Obviously, the brand of Biden, you know, adds a lot of power when your dad's vice president," Archer told Tucker Carlson. "It's an abuse of soft power." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.